Headliner Radio, the creative voice.
Very warm welcome to Headliner Radio. Today I'm joined by Chiz. He's an upcoming rap artist from Dallas, Texas, and we're going to be talking about all things music. Chiz, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Hey, man. Appreciate it. I'm excited to be here, man. Thanks for having me out, Kobe.
You're very welcome, man. You're very welcome. It's a pleasure. Where are you calling from today, Chiz? And how has this week been treating you so far, man?
Oh, man, things have been really busy lately, especially music-wise. But yeah, I'm out here in Dallas, Texas right now.
Nice. Okay, cool. Before we talk a little bit about what you've been up to recently, like some of your recent music projects, I'm curious to know a bit about your background, your musical background. Maybe you can dive into that a little bit for us. Was music always something you knew you wanted to pursue as a career, Chiz?
Actually, I didn't know that music was a big part of my life until I began to dive into it. So to make a real long story short, man, the way this thing got started is that I discovered an artist when I lived a few years in San Antonio. Mm. And that's how the thing started. I began recording with him, and I've just been a lover of hip-hop, rap music my whole life, man. My family and my uncles, and you know, they just raised me up in a musical culture. In the house, there was always music playing in the home, you know, especially in the communities that I was around. So, man, I was recording with this guy for a few years, and I told him I had guys, you know, at home in Dallas that have been doing this for a long time. And my best friend has been doing it longer than me. Shout out to my brother Fly High. And I was sending the music back to the guys in Dallas, and they were liking it, and things began growing from there. Well, after I left San Antonio and I moved back to Dallas after a few years, I really wasn't getting any music from my friend in San Antonio. That my mindset was really in a managing mindset. I thought I was going to manage him as an artist, but he struck such a fire in me, man, that, you know, I asked my best friend in Dallas, hey, man, is it a place where I can go record?
Yeah.
And I jumped in the studio with him, man, and it's been about 4 or 5 years since I've been recording, and the music has received great feedback since then.
Nice.
So that's kind of how I started, man.
Cool, man. Cool. Who were, like, your main musical influences growing up, Chiz? You mentioned big hip-hop. I mean, you've obviously, I've listened to some of your tracks, and just for our listeners, you've kind of got that old school hip-hop flow, which I love. I'm guessing all of those kind of artists you were listening to growing up, right? And you kind of draw inspiration from that.
Yeah, big time. Like, my family raised me up on all the legends, you know, the like Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. I think, you know, those are some of the greatest to ever do it. Some of my, you know, bigger influences right now, like Kendrick Lamar is probably one of my favorite. Yeah. I love Big Crit. I love Future, Lil Wayne, Lil Baby, Outkast, of course. Outkast really started a huge movement. You know, this is the southern part of the United States, so Outkast and UGK were big influences in the South out here, man. So those are some of my biggest influences there.
Cool. What's your kind of songwriting process like, Chiz? When you come to producing, writing a track, is there do you have a usual starting point? Do you start with like a beat? I know a lot of hip hop is very beat driven, or like a melody and some chords. How does it usually start for you, man?
Man, that's a good question. It really just starts with, you know, what moves you. So like, I'm really inspired with like, you know, what moves me inside, man. So whether it's a beat first, you know, I may start with the beat, but sometimes just, you know, you wake up and you hear some lyrics and you just start writing like crazy. And, you know, when that inspiration starts flowing, you just take advantage of it and you capture that time, you know what I mean? But like, you know, sometimes it's a hook first, then you write the lyrics later. Sometimes you just hear all these bars and you just writing bars and bars and bars, and you don't come up with a hook till like a week or two later. But it's just however you're inspired and like whatever moves your heart is probably the main thing. Usually it may start with the beat, because I got a lot of producers that's been starting to send me beats from like all over lately. Since you guys in London, man, I want to give a shout out to Indie Beats and Tibley Records, man.
Okay.
They've been sending me beats out of London lately, and I've been writing to some of their songs, man. So shout out to them, man. And I love, you know, some of the artists and things that y'all are doing out there as well, man.
Nice. Okay, cool, man. Cool. Do you usually, you mentioned going to the studio with your boys. That's something you do quite a lot. Do you have a little setup at home that you can record and produce at home? What's the usual, like, logistics wise? How does that go for you?
Yeah, I usually go to a studio. Sometimes it's with my friends, because I got friends that's been recording longer than me, man. So, you know, they inspire me too. But yeah, you know, sometimes I just go to the studio, or I have other different friends that have their own little setup mm-hmm. where I can record with them. My cousin has a setup as well. And we recorded our first song together a few months back.
Nice.
But
nice.
That's usually how we handle that.
Cool, man. Cool. For our listeners, Chiz, maybe you could, as an example, take one of your recent tracks and maybe dissect it a little bit and tell us how that came together from a kind of creative perspective, you know?
Yeah, sure. One of my new tracks that's coming out is a track called Better Days. I just released it on all platforms.
Mm.
It's getting really good feedback. It was ranked number 2 on an independent radio station.
Nice.
Out here in the States. And it just got reviewed in Atlanta by a DJ as well. And it's been getting really good reviews. It's called Better Days. And I just think it's one of those tracks where you talk about how you started out from nothing and then you create, you know, through whatever God gives you, whatever gift you have, you just create from that gift and create that to make better days. And, you know, I got a friend that's a great singer. He travels with a band named CP and CP jumped on the track with me, and he sung a lot of hooks and choruses for me, and he's on the chorus for it, man. But I think it's going to be a really great song called Better Days by Chiz.
Okay.
Take a look at it, man. It's streaming on all platforms right now, but I think this is going to be one of my better songs that we'll look forward to this year.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome, man. Okay, listeners, go check that out. Better Days by Chiz on streaming now. Could you tell me a little bit about the music scene in Dallas, Chiz? Because I know, obviously, in the States, you know, New York, LA, Nashville, big music cities, even Austin, Texas as well, of course. But Dallas, what is it? Quite a nice music community there, like quite collaborative and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, no doubt. Dallas has a good thing going, man. And there's a lot of uprising artists out of here right now. In the years past, you know, H-Town was a little bigger than us as far as music-wise. But Dallas is really growing. We're doing a lot of networking lately, man. And, you know, we've got some of the bigger artists out here. You know, we got Yellow Beezy, you know, Mo3, rest in peace, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's just a lot of up and coming artists in this area. And it's a really good group of networking out here. And I'm doing a show this weekend where I probably meet about 10 to 15 artists in North Dallas this weekend. So I'm excited about that, man.
Nice.
But one thing about Dallas is that there's not one particular style here, which I love. Mm. There's a lot of individuality, because I think when we were kids in Dallas, we got a big influence from like West Coast music and Southern music. And then, you know, there was a lot of people from the Midwest and East Coast that toured in Dallas. So Dallas is really a melting pot of a lot of different artists that we welcome a lot of different artists, man, out here. So
yeah.
I think that's what develops a lot of different styles in this area.
Yeah, nice, man. It sounds like a good time to be in music out there at the moment, for sure.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, cool. You mentioned playing a show coming up. That was going to be my next question. Leads me on quite nicely. What's the plan for you there? Have you got anything in the pipeline that you can tell us about, venues, you know, shows that you've got coming up that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, man. So I'll be in North Dallas this weekend at a lounge. I'm trying to think of the name of the place. Yeah, it'll be the Gravity Lounge. It's a new spot where a lot of artists are starting to perform.
Okay.
So I'll be there this weekend, man. And then next weekend, I'll also be in Atlanta. I made some connections out there. I got a couple of shows, and it's going to be a great showcase out there. And I'm going to do like a 10-minute interview along with the two shows there. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. But things has really been starting to pick up as far as the performances and things.
Mm.
I have a track from last year that's carried over into this year called Main Event.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been receiving a lot of traction. So that's been one of my biggest songs to perform. You know, Main Event has been a big single for me, and a lot of people wanted me to perform that lately.
Yeah, nice. How has that been for you, Chiz? Like juggling, you know, recording in the studio and putting out singles and like crafting your live show. How has that been? Because obviously it's a lot, right?
Trying to do both. And you need a support group, which is important to kind of help, you know, you don't want to make yourself, you know, spread yourself thin or anything. So I think the support group I have is great, man. Mm-hmm. I got a publicist, entertainment lawyer, and then I have some, you know, booking agents that's been recruiting me to, you know, kind of help get me busier in the music. So I think as far as having a support group is one thing that helps you out to kind of keep everything balanced.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Okay, cool. I think that's most of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Chiz. It sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you, man.
Excited about 2024, Colby.
Yeah, nice. I wanted to leave you with one or two loaded questions, if it is what I tend to do at the end of my interviews, if that's all right. And the first one was going to be, has there been any kind of memorable moments from the last few years you doing music, or any kind of things that have happened, you know, turning points that have kind of spurred you on to pursue this thing? Anything that kind of sticks in your head in that respect?
Man, that's a great question, bro. I'll tell you one real quick, man. Mm. I've never told anyone about this. You're gonna be the first one on this
scoop.
One, Kobe.
Okay.
So this one was crazy. All right, DJ VIP, shout out to him. He was Nipsey Hussle's tour DJ, rest in peace.
Okay.
He's the one that convinced me to put Main Event in the DJ pool, and you know, where it can get, you know, more streaming and more exposure. And basically, you know, that record has access to be heard all over the world because it's in the DJ pool, right?
Yeah.
Man, sometime last year, I got an email notification saying that they were listening to Main Event in Korea. And they were like, they love this song. They're playing it on the jukebox or whatever. Wherever this bar was, I had no idea that they would be able to play it, you know, in Korea.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy, he had an American name. So I'm thinking, I don't know who he is, but I'm thinking maybe he's military, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something like that. But just hearing the song, he said he loved the song and that he was listening to it. He couldn't stop listening to it. And it was all the way from Korea, man. And I was just thinking, man, we got reached like that, man. It's got to be something more than, you know, you're just doing music,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's awesome, man. It's amazing, isn't it, when you kind of hear, like, how, like you say, the reach, and how your music's being enjoyed in far-reached places that you've never kind of thought, I'm making music for this market, but it gets picked up. And I think in Japan, Korea, China, like hip hop, like they really love their hip hop there. And they love that kind of old school sound as well. So that kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never forget that one, man. I'll never forget that.
That's cool, man. Okay, cool. And I guess my last question, Chiz, would just be, what's your goals for 2024? Obviously got some shows coming up. Sounds like there's a lot in the works, lots to be excited about. But what's your kind of main goal for this year, man?
Yeah, just the reach. I mean, trying, you know, kind of piggyback in on, you know, what I was thinking about earlier, just trying to make this as big as possible. I mean, you know, global. Not just Dallas, Texas. You know, I love the South. I love my upbringing. I love being raised here, man. I'm thankful for what I have here, but I just feel like there's a bigger reach and there's more people I need to see, more places I need to go.
Mm.
So yeah, man, I really want to get that global outreach and just reach as many people as I can with the music and just give people a feeling of inspiration, man. I think my main deal with my music is basically to like inspire and encourage people. And my brother that started this before I did, Fly High, I think one thing he said in his songs that I want to inspire, I want to entertain. So, you know, not just to entertain people, but really, you know, give people some sort of feeling like, man, you know, I can do this. I can do this myself.
Yeah.
Even if it's not music, just whatever gift you have, that you can do it and you can make it happen if you got a real goal and dream inside.
I think that's a nice message, man. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like you're working hard, man. So it's something that can be achieved, you know. And obviously, hard work pays off. So yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, bro. I think that's most of the things I wanted to chat to you about, Chiz. So it's been great hearing about your musical journey so far, man. Thank you so much for sharing. Hopefully next time we catch up, there'll be a lot more to talk about. So yeah, I mean, in the meantime, obviously all the best with everything you've got going on at the moment, and yeah, hopefully we'll catch up very soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kobe. Hey man, I've done podcasts in the States. This is my first international podcast, man.
There we go.
I owe you one, Kobe.
It's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. You take care of yourself.
All right. All right. Appreciate you.
Cheers, man.
Headliner Radio, supporting the creative community.